Sanbenito family faces tragedy, solicitation allegations after fatal crash. Texas border business. On April 19, 2025, around noon, a fatal collision occurred on FM 1421 near Road 233, just south of Russelltown in Sanbenito. According to the Texas Department of Public Safety, DPS, 70-year-old Sanbenito resident Lorenzo Guajardo was driving a blue Chevrolet Aveo when he slowed to make a left turn. A red Kenworth semi-tractor trailer, driven by 39-year-old Luis Fernando Gonzalez Altamirano, struck the vehicle from behind. DPS confirmed that Altamirano was texting while driving and failed to control his speed, causing the Aveo to roll over. Guajardo was transported to Valley Regional Medical Center in Brownsville, where he later died of his injuries. An obituary confirmed he passed away the same day, leaving behind two children, eight grandchildren, four great-grandchildren, his mother, and several siblings. https://www.garzamemorialfh.com/obituary/Lorenzo-Guajardo?utm_source=chatgpt.com. Altamirano, a Mexican national, was arrested at the scene and charged with criminally negligent homicide. As reported by Sanbenito News, bond was set at $500,000, and he was booked into the Carrizales Rucker Detention Center, where he awaits arraignment. KRGV-TV5 also reported that DPS investigators confirmed Altamirano was texting at the time of the crash. CDL Life noted the rollover impact underlines the severity of the crash. https://cdllife.com/2025/DPS-driver-was-texting-and-driving-before-fatal-accident-landing-him-criminal-negligent-homicide-charges/question-mark-utm_source=chatgpt.com. In the days following the tragedy, Guajardo's daughter, Karina Gaona, who resides in Dripping Springs, traveled to Sanbenito to make funeral arrangements. She later reported a troubling series of unsolicited contacts. According to a sworn affidavit filed on August 22, 2025, before the Municipal Court of Brownsville, Detective Eric Amaro, number 8853, stated that Gaona received numerous amounts of calls from a nonprofit organization who wished to help her, starting on April 20, just one day after her father's death. The affidavit identifies one of the callers as Melinda Marida Flores, who introduced herself as Melinda with TX Community Partners. On April 21, Flores texted Gaona, "Hi, this is Melinda with TX Community Partners and I'm here if you need anything," attaching a website link. Gaona told investigators she initially believed Flores represented a nonprofit. Under that name, there's no indication in reliable public records or reputable sources that such a nonprofit exists under that exact name. However, by April 22, the texts included a direct link to almarazlaw.com, promoting attorney services. Flores wrote, "He's amazing and from personal experience he will do his best for your family," according to the affidavit. A second number, later traced to Heberto Lopez, dubbed the 8th of August 1982, an employee of the Almaraz law firm in Brownsville, also began contacting Gaona. On April 22, Lopez texted her, "I'm working and helping you with the opening and closing cost," later following up with, "I hate to keep bothering, just wanted to know if you're going to give me the opportunity to speak with you." On April 24, during Guajardo's funeral service, Lopez arrived in person. Investigators observed him unloading refreshments from a beige Cadillac Escalade registered to Rosendo Almaraz Jr. A folder labeled Almaraz Law Firm was seen on the passenger seat. Lopez handed over bread and drinks to the family and reiterated his offer of help. Detective Amaro concluded in his affidavit, "After further investigation, it was determined that Heberto being employed by a law firm with intent to obtain an economic benefit for said law firm, pays or gives or offers to pay or give a person money or anything of value to solicit employment. Therefore, committing the offense of barratry under the Texas Penal Code Section 38.12(f), a third-degree felony." The complaint was formally sworn before the Municipal Court Judge of Brownsville, Cameron County, on August 22, 2025. The events have left the Guajardo family dealing with dual hardships. the sudden loss of a loved one and the pressure of unsolicited legal solicitations during their mourning. As Karina Gaona told investigators, her family had their own attorney and at no point were the services of other attorneys requested. As of this report, Luis Fernando Gonzalez Altamirano remains in custody on criminally negligent homicide charges, and Heberto Lopez faces barratry allegations, marking a tragic and complex aftermath to the April 19 crash that claimed the life of Lorenzo Guajardo. First name email.